all my eons of lifetime that he was invisibly there until he was visibly there until he was no other than myself. I would like to thank all of you for coming. It's a very, very holy ground. The vibration is very high. If your heart is open, you will be transformed. The reason I'm sitting here, because I'm nobody. And I don't know anything. And so whatever is being said is coming from a very, very empty place. This is our invitation to drop the veil. Just to be, I like to thank my mother to be here. Every one of us in this room have been here in different dreams, different scenario. So many times that all of us were vomiting before we came to know what God is. I'm supposed to talk Farsi, but I can't right now.
Don't worry about it.
And this is the place that you should serve, we should serve the society until we have no more pride. Then to fall in love with whoever you call God until you're burned to ashes. Then like a phoenix, you fly out of these ashes saying, I am God, I am God, I am God. This is not the time of delay. We delay, we suffer. And we all have, many, many times, all of us. So we are very lucky to know Baba, because his mission is that we are free. So our dedication, our undying love, our obedience in serving the teacher will bring about this whirlpool that begins to settle down, the dirt begins to settle down. In that settlement, we're able to see our true face, who we really are. There are some techniques that was given to me unbeknown to my form and my body and my head that are very, very useful to bring about this imaginary separation that at times each one of us feel. These are the jewels that was given from Sat, from Satyam, to be used, and throughout the next 2 days, sounds like most precious. Throughout the next 2 days, we will practice, we will learn it until we make it our own. We believe our mind, we believe suffering. Even if the God is in your mind, it's not God at all. It is an image of God that never was, never is, and never will be. 1 minute we will be grateful to that God, 1 minute we shatter the image and we build up another image, prettier perhaps, or grander, But none of these things are God at all. Next 2 days, all of us together, we'll review and we look very closely of what is our belief and what is real, even about our worship. We have to evaluate it nakedly, honestly, sincerely. We can't deny this arrival, this awakening. The places that we come together as one is a holy ground that no time should be wasted in the tendency of the mind and the habits, even good habits, even loving habits. So there is no mistake that we were handpicked to get together in any place that the truth is spoken and Baba's presence is felt so strongly. In order to break the imagery of the mind, whether it is an image of ourself as such and such with such and such body, or image of God with such and such power and such and such behavior, it is in truth. So how do we break it? First, we have to break the belief in the mind. First, we have to learn, what is mind? What is the source of mind? Why are we believing it so obediently? Could it be the truth? Should we follow it? In that, there are some tools. One of which is, for next couple of minutes, we close our eyes, we sit comfortably. And we just stop. Just for 2 minutes, cooperate with yourself. Any thoughts of judgment, any thoughts whatsoever, even good thoughts, even a complimentary thoughts, we just stop. We don't look at it, we just stop. The mistake that is being done throughout our spiritual path sometimes is that we turn the good, bad mind to the good mind and still is lingering on. In order to know the self, one has to quit reading every thought that comes. It's like as if we are reading letters upon letters or emails upon emails every second of the day. Some of them are so repeated, so pile up into the repetition. So this meditation that was given to me through Elham, or it will help very much. And once we accomplish that, then the rest is very easy. چند نفر انگلیسیشون خوب نیست که نمیتونم بفهمم من چی میگم. میفهمین یا نه؟ همه رو نمیفهمین. این مدیتیشنی که ما میکنیم یه مدیتیشنی که تا وقتی که ما به مغزمون اهمیت بدیم و گوش بدیم هیچ چیز دیگه فایده نداره. این مدیتیشنی که شما چشتون رو میبندین و هر افکاری که میاد شما باهاش نمیرین، نگاش نمیکنی، مثل اینی که نامه به دستتون برسه شما نخونین پسش بدین. تا وقتی این کار انجام نشه سخت خودشناسی. Any questions so far? How was this practice for everybody? I'm sure some of you are already doing it. The truth is really nothing new. If we are here to hear something new, we won't. What we will hear that we lack behind, we did not grab it and run with it, perhaps. And maybe in some cases we thought we were, but just the fact that we still have repeated thoughts, not so successfully. I really welcome question, and you will know why. So if you have a question, please do ask.
هر دو. I'm doing meditation through your guidance and your teaching. And when we started, we say something during meditation. But at this moment, when I start meditation, I don't see, I don't remember anything. When I finished, I don't know where I was when I came back. So is that right, or is I'm lost or something?
You are neither lost nor fine. You are very close to the nature, the tabiat naziki. When we are close to our nature, there is very little movement. Very little movement. In that, the memory begins to fade away. Is it still there? You pick it up when you become more in the surface. But it appears to be lessening and lessening. So is it good? For now it is. Until the next advancement or the next transformation is bottomless. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you say in an extended period of transcending your mind and in that space of nothingness, I find the effect when we come back to our day-to-day consciousness that you lose a lot of memory.
Yes, and also you have to be very cautious with transcendental meditation, and this is why I was given the art of living. Because with the transcendental meditation is beautiful, but it makes you less and less functionable. But what we are trying to accomplish here and now is to have tools where you can have a transcendental experience every moment of your life. In that, the mind has to be eliminated.